I'm going to dive on into this poem that I haven't read in a good while, actually. It's called The Latitudes of Desire. It's a love poem wherein the speaker is laying in bed and his bride is walking toward him, but she's walking, taking a long way to get to the bed. I think it'll be apparent what she's up to. The Latitudes of Desire. She walks into the room wearing only her blue panties, and I love how the word panties ends on a teasing slide, as if the sheer glide of the silk were now between my teeth, and the sounds of knees and pleas relieve the quick pant and lace of her walking in, almost completely naked, as I lie very completely naked on the bed and watch as she walks into the room with only her blue panties between her and me, and the world drinks a Coke while she walks the thin line of the 39th parallel that runs through our bedroom like a tightrope and extends eastward as she takes the long way to my waiting arms through Baltimore, where Edgar Poe broke a rib trying to suck his own cock on a sunny late April afternoon. And she walks across the Atlantic in her blue silk panties, and the water heaves and rises and wets her feet a little as the walking days pass like frigates and barges loaded with bananas. And she strolls through the Azores, tickling the mustache of a stranger with her fingertip, and in Lisbon her breasts red from the voyaging sun inspire young painters who hunger suddenly for the rich, seedy meats of fresh tomatoes. And she walks toward me the long way in her blue panties, like the Aphroditic dream I have married, and oh, the walk is long, and she walks across ferry boats of the Mediterranean in her blue panties, and her gold hair shines as she crosses the moonscapes of central Turkey, where no one lives, and talks to the goats, bearded and horned as I am by now. And the goats look up at her as she moves through northern Iran. And maybe one eye of one goat watches her disappear over the horizon. And it takes forever as her blue panties still cling to her hips and the taut lines of the silk stretch and move as she walks beside the fishermen, reaching out to her and touching their cocks as they fish the Caspian and bob in their boats, and the bed rocks slightly. In a drift, I watch her step into the sudden heat of Samarkand's late evening streets, full of baskets, merchants, and children racing by, as her blue panties shine in the sun, and this can't last too much longer, I tell her, while she moves patiently, quietly, through all of China, crossing the wall, clambering easily, graceful, through the prairie grass, emperors filled their mattresses with, and would now trade everything they once had to merely graze her blue panties and her ass with their hands. But she is coming my way through Pyongyang now, her arms working slowly, relaxed by her side, her belly full of the kind of bright butterflies mine is, and which fly round her head in northern Japan, where this butterfly is exclusive, exquisite, and one lands on her eyelash as she heads into the great blue Pacific Ocean, whose salt I can smell already, impatient to pull her blue panties down, and my body can't wait any longer, but waits in a kind of tremble as she re-enters America through the clean streets of Sacramento, where all the jugglers drop their chainsaws, their apples, and watch as I watch this beautiful woman pinch her nipples occasionally, slowly, or run one finger in the slowest stroke of luck Nevada never dreamed of as she moves closer to me, and her blue panties are like the sky about to fall as she goes right over Pike's Peak and waves to me. And I can feel her breath on my neck as Kansas City suffers the warmest breeze it ever knew, and men nearly come on the streets as she passes, walking home to me these few thousand steps across the prairies and the rivers of our room this evening in April in the Blue Ridge Mountains, wildly in bloom with bluebells, violets, and irises, all of which now glow somewhere in the world like Kathleen's silk panties lying on the floor in the dark, lying there in the dark. I read that poem once in Virginia, in actually the county I grew up in, and I got mail citing biblical verse telling me I was going to hell. And it wasn't just one letter. I got three letters. And it spooked me at first, and then I was like, well, that's kind of nice, really. I grew up Catholic. I knew from the beginning where I was going. So.